The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
A big weekend this weekend for South Carolina Citizens for Life. It's a proudly pro-life weekend. Things kicking off tonight with a nice pro-life dinner theater featuring Viable. Then tomorrow, Stand Up for Life March and Rally. And I wanted to bring my friend, my longtime friend, Lisa Van Riper, in to give us the details. Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Thank you, Joey. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Absolutely. You know, Lisa, you and I have known each other for a long time. We won't tell people how long, because then it'll give them a little indication of how old we are or how old we're getting.
That's exactly right. It's been a couple decades, we would say.
It has been. but Lisa, I've always admired you because you're out there in the trenches fighting for what matters. What a great job you guys do with South Carolina Citizens for Life. This is a big weekend. You got a lot going on now. Now, proudly, I understand you guys have sold out the dinner theater tonight, right?
We have. There is a waiting list. If anybody is still interested, they can certainly go to our website, which is sclife.org, and they can get on a waiting list. But we have plenty of room for the rally tomorrow.
Right. And tell us, first let's back up. Tell us about Viable, though, because this is something I haven't had the opportunity to see this myself, but it's very important. Tell us a little about Viable, because there are a lot of people in the upstate who are involved with this.
Absolutely. Viable is a one act play that really reveals the truth about abortion. As you know, Joey, we've always been told that abortion is good for women, right?
Yep.
And and this play really reveals the truth about the untruth of that statement. And it's very compelling. It has been written by John Hoover, who has moved to our area. He has extensive work on his resume from Disney. He has also taught in New York. He has written 8 books on leadership. He is a remarkably talented man. And he's had this play in his heart for 22 years.
Wow.
And last year he wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And he moved to the upstate to do the original staging. And because you need to stage something that could be controversial in a friendly area, and isn't that a credit to our area?
Absolutely,
that he picked
it
Greenville.
Is. Yes.
So he came here, started attending First Presbyterian Church, where I'm also a member, and he and I linked up through a mutual person we had met, Karen Achiavelli, who also lives in this area, and First Presbyterian allowed him to stage it for the first time. And so I'm very proud of that this was first staged in a church, got overwhelming response. And then North Greenville University allowed him to stage it again. And this time we filmed it. In other words, this thing has been through the creative process of getting it ready for tonight for its statewide premiere.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize that you guys had had this at First Pres. I missed that. I love Dr. Gibbons. What a great guy he is.
Well, thank you. I was on the search committee that helped find him.
Did
over
you really?
In Scotland. So I'm glad you like him.
Well, I'm just and I have him on the show every now and then, and I give him a hard time about his Greer accent.
Well, you know, I guess he technically has a northern accent because he's from the northern part of Scotland.
Yes, there you go. Yes. What a great guy he is. Sorry to sidetrack you there, but I had missed the fact that you guys had this there at First Press. All right. So will there be other opportunities in the future? I hope for people to see this.
Yes, this is the purpose. This is the purpose of the statewide premiere, is to give a viable visibility statewide. So we've had, you know, interviews like this. We have done extensive advertising for this in various publications, on radio stations, etc., our usual stuff. And so statewide now people are hearing about this play. And also because South Carolina Citizens for Life is the state affiliate of the National Right to Life Committee, we've been able to get this play into the network, the statewide network for National Right to Life. So he's actually already done 4 performances of this in Arkansas.
Good.
And so he'll be featured at the National Right to Life Convention also this summer. So we have an opportunity to show the truth in one act. It's going to be 1 hour and 10 minutes in one act, that abortion is not good for women, that women do not have the proper information before they make a choice that's completely irreversible for them and the child, and also what abortion does to the child, because every abortion stops a beating heart of an unborn child. While we're having this interview, every minute that goes by, 2.5 children are lost to abortion in the United States.
That is scary. That is just scary and sad. Sad as well.
It's sad, and it's leading to other things like infanticide. We see that in Virginia with the governor who says, just, you know, if child's born, mother hadn't made her decision, we'll keep the child comfortable while we think about it. It's leading to infanticide. It will invariably lead to euthanasia, particularly of the disabled.
Yeah,
people like my mom who has dementia.
Sure.
It will.
Yeah. So tomorrow, even though that's not an opportunity tonight, and good for you guys that you're sold out, tomorrow, Stand Up for Life, March and Rally. Give us the details on how people can participate.
Okay. Well, you come to Columbia, and if you want to participate in the march, come to the Russell House on the USC campus about 11:15, and at about 11:30, the Knights of Columbus will lead off the march to the State House. Completely peaceful. It's just an opportunity to witness to people that you're standing up for life. You're standing up for these heartbeats that I just talked about, and for these women who are not getting the information, and they're really being just left as a social solution to kill their child.
Sure. Yep.
So that's what you're doing. Now, then at about 11:45, we assemble at the State House. So for those who do not want to march, they can come straight to the State House. And at that point, we will have Joyful Sound of North Greenville University that will provide our special music. And then we will kick off with speakers that will equip us to help deal legislatively with these issues. Because laws make a difference.
Yes.
Right now, under Roe v. Wade, we have we are right up there with North Korea, Joyce, in the extremity of our laws.
Yeah.
Just let the people let that sink in. North Korea, China, except that we don't compel people. And so here we are, no protection for the unborn child under our laws up to the day of delivery under Roe versus Wade. And so we're going to equip people on how to change that, because in South Carolina, that's different. We've taken advantage of every little loophole under Roe v. Wade, and over the past 30 years, we've passed 15 laws in this state because we elect pro-life people, and then they pass these laws then we have abortion rates in South Carolina have gone down almost 70%.
Yeah, and again, Lisa Van Riper, you've been at the forefront of that fight. Thank you for what you do. And of course, we've got to show support. I know you guys are having a news conference next week, too, on the next steps of the heartbeat bill. That's very important. We have Representative John McCravey on from time to time. We got to support them, too. Go to sclife.org, sclife.org, and go to Columbia tomorrow for the Stand Up for Life March and Rally. Lisa, thank you again for your time this morning. Have a great weekend, and you guys be safe.
Thank you, Joey.